Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
People want to have it both ways when it comes to Kyler Murray. And I'm not a Kyler Murray basher. I was hoping that he would go to baseball because, you know, first guy ever in the history of sports to get drafted in the first round in the NFL and the first round of Major League Baseball. That tells you what kind of athlete he is, right? Right off the bat.
Absolutely. He's a generational type of talent. I mean, when you look at both sports.
When you talk about both.
Yes.
Now, Steve Keim, the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, I think he might have done a little bit a disservice when he used that term to talk about him as a football player and as a quarterback from the standpoint, this guy's got a long way to go. It ain't like he's a layup. And if it wasn't for Cliff Kingsbury and the pitiful Arizona Cardinals, I'm not so sure he was going to be the first overall pick.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of guys, because of the height, let's just be honest,
He
put up big numbers, but a lot of guys put up big numbers in the Big 12, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you look at a guy like Graham Harrell and guys are going back to those Texas Tech, you know, days. Yeah, absolutely.
And we saw Baker Mayfield put up big numbers, right, in the system and everything that works there. So it's not to diss him, not to say he can't play, but last night he turned in a stinker.
Yeah.
I mean, he just did. And 3 for 8 passing. What did he have, Rob G? 12 yards or 14? 12 yards. He had a couple of penalties, false starts.
Sacked for a safety.
Got sacked a couple times. Looked a little, wasn't poised in the pocket, panicked, didn't know what to do. And here's what everybody will go. It's only one game. It's only the preseason. Why are you picking on him? It's only what? Stop it. And I'm like this. Had he had a big night, people would be pounding on their chest talking about, you see Kyler Murray last night?
Yeah.
I told you, he's going to be this. He's going to be that. You can't discount the preseason when it's bad and trump it up when it's good.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. But, I mean, if nothing else, he showed a lot of the red flags that a lot of the NFL executives were pointing to during the draft process and everything else. I mean, he looked like a guy that was, you know, hurried. He looked like a guy that was trying to adjust to the speed of the game. And, I mean, when you're going against, you know, number ones from the other team, that's completely different than going against the number ones on your own team.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, they have a long way to go. But the thing about him that really interests me was when he did his interview on the sidelines with Lisa Salters, he said, you know, it really hasn't been that big of an adjustment and we aren't, you know, rolling out everything. And I believe that this, you know, offense will be successful in the NFL. And I appreciate the confidence, and I feel like if you are the alpha dog, you are the quarterback, and they have given you the keys to this organization, you have to have that mentality.
There's no doubt.
But you haven't played a regular season NFL down yet. You don't know how the speed is going to change just from preseason to regular season.
Do you think he got a dose of the difference between the speed in college and the NFL last night?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, in college, he was a little guy that was faster than everybody. And now he's at a level where the guys are bigger and just as fast or faster than him.
The reason a lot of guys can't make the transition to the National Football League is all about speed. That's why a lot of guys can't play. You're 100% right in why. And if you can play football, but if you can't keep up with the action, right? You can't play. You cannot play. It's those guys are big and fast. It's
yes,
a great point.
But also, too, Rob, you have to look at the fact that everyone wants to compare him to Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. And yes.
Short in stature.
Short in stature. But Kyler Murray is more athletic than all of those guys. But is he smarter than those guys? I mean, because you look at Breeze and you look at Wilson and the intellectual level that they're at, I mean, that's what makes them a good quarterback along with their athleticism. But Drew Brees is 40 years old.
But tell
he's not running around like that anymore.
Here's another thing that bothered me, and I saw last night. The Cardinals are bad, okay? They're really bad. So is there a chance that they can stunt his growth because, do you know what I mean? There's not the support around him player-wise for him to be able to do the things.
Yeah.
Because the Raiders played it like it was a regular season game. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time, you know, you take the foot off the gas. You're not, trying to get after the quarterback in a preseason game like that. He was running. He was in duress most of the game.
Yes, he was. I think that, I mean, it's he is not in a good situation. It actually kind of puts me in the mindset of Zion Williamson and why he is going to probably have a better rookie season. And I know it's a different sport, but Zion is going to a team that's actually already pretty decent.
No, right. I think the team is, and with the new pieces, I'm not
exactly.
saying they're going to win anything, but it's not like
but
it's
they're not
going to
stink.
Right.
I mean, but Kyler Murray is going to lose more games this year than he has his entire football life. I mean, because when he was in high school, you know, everyone knows about him leading his high school team to the Texas, you know, high school championship. And that's something that very few people are able to do. And I think he did it like three or four times or something. And he gets to Oklahoma and he had a lot of success, Heisman Trophy winner.
And he only started 17 games there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, which is a small sample size, but
absolutely.
He played really, really well. And I can see why some people are interested in Arizona, but
he's going to lose at least 10 games this year.
Oh yeah, easily. It could be 3-13.
Yeah,
that team is pretty bad.
Yeah,
but I also believe that people always want to poo-poo when a guy doesn't perform well, and it's not to bury him or say he can't play. That's not the issue.
Yeah,
because I just know how people operate, and I got to get on these, especially when I'm doing these. Shows with former athletes because they don't want to tell anybody anything bad about anybody. Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Everybody going to work out. I had to yell at Bucky Brooks today on Undisputed because I said Bucky Brooks also told me the same thing about Ryan Leaf. He said, just worry, don't worry about it. He'll be all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How did that work out? Everybody, because the college game doesn't always transfer over.
No.
Tim Tebow was a legendary college football quarterback and player.
I mean, that,
yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, he was. I mean, but you could go back and there is a laundry list of those guys that just were great in college and for some reason or another, it just did not transfer over. And then you have guys that are kind of late bloomers where, you know, a Khalil Mack that ends up in Buffalo, you know, University of Buffalo, and then all of a sudden he becomes this machine that he is today. So, I mean, you can never really know, and that's why the draft and the lottery of the draft, that's exactly what it is, because you don't know
you really
who's going to hit.
And a lot of these guys, if you go look at their records, even the scouting gurus who supposedly are doing the whole mock drafts, how awful they are at picking and figuring out where people are going to go, you would be like, how in the world are you a draft expert when you only got three right? You know
exactly.
what I mean? Same thing with the GMs. A lot of the GMs, a lot of bad picks.
And then you hit on one,
yep.
and then boom. I mean, prime example, I mean, I don't relate everything to Milwaukee, but you look at John Hammond.
Right.
He picks Giannis at 15.
And he's going to be there
now,
for the next 15 years.
Exactly. But, I mean, before that, he made some terrible moves. You know, but, hey, it's all erased if you hit on that one and he becomes a superstar.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Jay-Z, you said, made a lot of headlines this week after he agreed to a joint partnership with the NFL.
You mean got in bed with the NFL.
Exactly. Well, now we may have a better understanding as to why it kind of got pushed through the way it did. It's being reported by TMZ that Jay-Z in the near future is set to become a significant ownership share in an NFL franchise.
What? What do you mean? What? So it wasn't enough for the check that he got for his company. Now they cut him into to be a part owner. Is that what it is?
That is correct. Now, we don't know exactly which team yet, and we don't know if he'll be a minority or a majority owner, but they will say it's a, quote, significant interest.
Can't believe it's going to be a majority. Because who's giving up their team?
No one's
giving Nobody's giving up their team unless you have to cut their arm off, right? What do you make of this? I want to hear your take because normally I would be thrilled. I would say, okay, there's some progress.
Yes.
But it looks like it's off the back of Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
And it doesn't feel good. It just doesn't. The way that the owners handled this, the way that they could have easily dealt with it, they're willing to tackle social issues in the past, okay? Yeah. Because they make all the players wear pink for breast cancer awareness. If it's only about football, why are we doing that? This is what they say. We're only interested in football here, right?
Right.
I'm not. I get it. A good cause, but I'm just saying, what are we doing? Also, when they took the Super Bowl away from Arizona, the people of Arizona voted not to have the Martin Luther King holiday. The NFL showed up and they said, if you don't have the Martin Luther King holiday, you'll never get a Super Bowl. That's what they were told. And
next
guess what
day.
Happened?
Next day.
They all voted. Then they went back to the polls and they voted. And guess what? They ratified the Martin Luther King holiday. So don't tell me it's not social. It's social when you want it to be social, and it's not when you don't want it to be.
Well, I think that sometime it – okay – the one thing that I don't like about the entire thing is the name calling. I mean, people are calling Jay-Z a sellout and he sold out, you know, Kaepernick, and he's, you know, he's capitalizing on Kaepernick's downfall and being blackballed and things like that. All valid opinions. But you can't just call a guy a sellout based off of one thing that you don't agree with. Let's not forget that Jay-Z was instrumental, along with Robert Kraft and others, in getting Meek Mill out of jail.
I get
and,
that.
And really igniting social, I mean, you know, the justice system reform, you know, whatever they're doing. And I also think that because it's not a popular decision to, I guess, what as you would call it, get in bed with the NFL, I mean, what we've been doing hasn't worked. The protests and, you know, what's come from the protests that Colin Kaepernick did 3 years ago, other than Kaepernick being blackballed from the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. I mean, you still have your president tweeting about, you know, guys kneeling and, you know, the SOB should be fired. And,
absolutely.
You know, everything's being ignited. And a lot of these owners support that president. So that's a conflict of interest right there. So if you look at it from a standpoint of Jay-Z trying to take the next course of action, like, what can we do now? It's been out there.
Do you have to take a check for the next course of action?
I don't think
for your company. No, I'm asking you.
Do you have to take a check? Yeah, but I'd like one.
I'm just saying.
I'd like one.
But in our culture, let's just be honest. This is what's been done forever. That's where the whole thing comes about.
Do you feel we go
to the top brother and we care of him?
I think that's a pass to try to get into the black community. Okay? It's like, hey, go talk to your people, tell them we're cool.
Exactly.
I get that.
And that was what that photo op was with him and Roger Goodell.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not true?
No different than when Kanye went to the White House.
Okay, exactly.
No different.
He wants a picture and saying, oh, yeah, Kanye, see, I'm cool. I'm hanging out with the brothers.
Yeah. Now, that is a way, and that's a valid point as well. But if someone doesn't get in the inside of the infrastructure and try to change it from the inside out, it sure as hell not being changed from the outside in. So if Jay-Z does get an opportunity to get in the inside.
Are you sure that that's what they really want to do? Do they just want to?
Time will tell.
Okay.
Time will tell.
I think.
But would you feel different if Jay-Z went to the NFL and said, I want to partner with you guys in order to, address these social issues, but you don't have to pay me anything? I mean, everybody wants to get paid for their time. So I don't think it's just, oh, it's a check and whatever, because last time I checked, Jay-Z had a song that said, I don't need the NFL, when he turned down performing at the Super Bowl.
Well, they don't
so
pay for that.
But he doesn't need their money.
But they don't pay for that performance.
But
you
that's
know
the
that.
Thing. No, I'm well, just, I didn't know that. I know mean, that I thought the sponsors paid
no,
for that. No,
no, that because of the publicity you get. They do not pay to perform.
Okay.
That's why it's easy for a lot of people to turn that down.
Okay,
There is no check from anybody.
Okay.
All right.
But my point in saying that is Jay-Z doesn't need the money. It's been less than a month ago where he was named the first hip-hop artist to ever become a billionaire.
But can I want to read a close friend of mine sent me this on this whole
Let's
thing,
do it.
And then we'll talk about it. Because it doesn't feel that great to me, the timing.
When Muhammad Ali, did not, want to go to the draft or took himself out of the draft, that wasn't popular then.
No.
I mean, this is the guy that, took his medal from the Olympics and threw it in the river. And people did not like him when he was doing these things.
But he was the most
revered guy ever when he passed, or by the time he passed.
Well, remember, he went from being a draft dodger to a guy who lit the Olympic torch for this country.
There it is.
And there's no doubt about it. And there are people who stand for what's right. And I believe that Jay-Z in his heart, but I think he's also could look at it and go, all right, the NFL wants to make a deal because I'm one of those popular guys out there that people all look to. And they want to use me in a way to try to say that the NFL's cool despite all the ill and what they've done to Kaepernick and all that. And it's a photo op so that they can show. This is other people taking a look and go. And then the news is, oh, yeah, and we'll cut you in on one of the teams. It just doesn't feel right. You don't have to cut me in. I have money. Let me get my money. And if he would have just, without this whole thing coming up, jumping off, if he just showed up and wanted to buy into one team, would they get him if the Kaepernick thing never happened? Because they've never had a black owner. So I'm just saying. Would they have opened the door unless they
probably
were trying to?
Probably not. Okay. Probably not. But I mean, the point I think you made is so true because it's the moment. You say you don't feel good about it now.
Now
you don't feel good
just
about
the moment.
It. But what if he gets in there and he, puts out this reform and a lot of things start to change and it starts to benefit black players in the NFL, then 2 years from now, you're going to say, you know what? I didn't understand it then, but look at all the things he's been able to implement while he's been in this position.
This is from a friend of mine, a close friend of mine, smart guy, thoughtful guy, and I think this is spot on, okay? This is about when Jay-Z came into the partnership with the NFL. And just listen to this and tell me what you think of it. That's their go-to with us. And this sends the message that no matter how much we have or how much we accomplish, all you have to do is throw money at black people and they will quiet down. If Jay-Z allows himself to be bought off, then that means you can buy any of them off. Those words and thoughts have permeated throughout the NFL owners. You think that has any validation? Or
I don't agree.
Okay.
I don't agree.
I do.
I just
given
because,
the history of our people, I do agree.
But if it was someone other than a billionaire, yes. But once again, he doesn't need the money. Jay-Z just woke up and said, you know what? I want this headache of, people taking shots at me because I need the money.
It's not about just needing the money, but I think it's the problem is being used for their purpose. These are also the people who just did the ultimate, the unthinkable thing, which was to strike down and blackball a player from the league because he stood up for what's right. That's the core of it that just digs
that's
at
the core.
Me.
That's the core.
That's the core.
I get it.
Telly, that's the core.
But
that I don't want your money.
But who's going to change it?
I don't want your money.
So, okay, Kaepernick has protested. He's been blackballed. Everything's just happened to him. What's going to change? Like, what did he do all that for? Because we haven't seen anything yet. What's been the results of him losing his livelihood over this issue?
You know what's been the result?
Nothing.
Yes, it is, and you're wrong. Here we go. This is where me and you are going to part.
Okay.
Give me all the – when we went through the rampage of black men being shot by cops, unarmed black men being shot by cops, did it not curtail or slow down or stop? We haven't had the rash of killings that we had at one point. It was almost every other week. It was an epidemic.
But how long has that slowed down, though?
It slowed down. Come on now.
Not a lot.
At one point, it was an epidemic. Every other day, we turned on the news, and some guy was being stopped and shot or injured by police. I don't remember the last story. So I can't say that nothing came of it. He did make awareness of it. There were a lot of people who I know who aren't black who thought to themselves, what is going on? They saw the videos. They saw what was happening. And they didn't feel good about life. And they're not black.
Okay.
They never knew, because we've been saying this forever. And until people finally had video, right?
Yeah,
until
absolutely.
Finally. So all I'm saying is Jay-Z can have a piece of the team. I'm not against that. Great. I'm telling you today, it doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah.
It feels like a deal, like there's some back deal. Yo, you come, be the face, take this picture with Roger Goodell.
Now, that's exactly
that's
what it looks like on the surface.
That's what it looks like on the
surface. That's what it looks like on the surface. But
and we'll hook you up.
Yeah.
You hook us up, we'll hook you up.
Yeah. It does look like that. Now, I do not disagree with you on that. But I also know that we weren't in the room when these guys connected. We don't know all the details and how it is all being leaked out.
I agree.
It may not be leaked out in the timeline, in the time frame you want. Because, yes, it does sound a little shady where it's like one day Jay-Z and the NFL are going to partner up and tackle these social issues. The next day, hey, we're looking into Jay-Z getting a team as a minority owner. Like, you know, they don't even know what team.
Right. That's
like,
what
so
I'm
they're
saying.
Just saying it's going to happen. Why is it such a pressing issue now, August 16th, 2019, for a black minority owner to be in the NFL? Now, I will go back to saying that he does have some experience in that. He was a minority owner with the Brooklyn Nets.
Right. He had like 1 or 2%. No
doubt
about it.
But I'm sure that's about all he's going to get with the NFL. You think anybody's going to give him 20 or 50?
I would be stunned. I mean, to give up NFL ownership, for what reason? You're printing money.
Yes, but you're also looking at it as this is a way to get – this is an avenue to get a black face finally – on the ownership side in the NFL, even if it's a small piece.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
But what do you got under your up your sleeve? You got a special guest on the show that I do not know about? What is this?
Well, I mean, we wanted to, part, your week and your vacation that's coming up next week. You know, we want to send you off on a good note, and none other than someone you've been knowing for a lot of years. You go way back with this person.
Who is it?
Go ahead.
What up, Rob?
What's happening? Who's this?
What's up, man? How you doing, man? You good?
I'm doing
last
good.
Last time I talked to you, it was you and Bob Page sitting somewhere, and I was in New York.
Yes. Is this Gus?
Yeah, baby. What's
Gus Johnson. The unbelievable. Hey, one of the best in the business, Gus Johnson. And we go way back to New York when I used to cover the Knicks, and Gus worked, did radio and TV for the Knicks. And that goes way, way back. And now he's this huge, huge star of Fox Sports. And Gus, that's cool. So cool for you to call in on the program.
Hey, Rob, can you believe it? We're still fooling them after all these years.
You know it. It is amazing. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I always appreciated Gus was when I was in Detroit, and Gus is from Detroit, Gus would always tell me, he'd be like, my boys, man, they dig you. They tell me all the time about you and on the radio and what you're doing in Detroit on my column. So I always appreciated that, Gus.
Yeah, man. Well, we definitely had a lot of love for you. We still have a lot of love for you. Everybody has a lot of love for you, Rob, because, you are truly one of the best, gifted, talented, intelligent, fair So, you know, you've been my main man for many, many, many years, and I'm so happy. Are you living in Los Angeles now? Where you live?
Oh, yeah, West L.A., man. Love it 3 years, and I'm not going anywhere as long as
it's
I can
help. It's
crazy
out it. There, right? It's so beautiful.
Oh,
I can't
my God.
It.
I know. I know people hate hearing that.
Oh, God.
And you don't know it until you move out here. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, you know, I've been staying in the marina, and my boys from New York, you know, it was so hot there, right? They would call me. And be like, man, it's 106 today. It's sweltering and humid. What's it like there? I was like, man, I feel the same way. You know, it was 68. I had to put on a sweater.
Right. Unbelievable. And of course, being the voice of college football on Fox Sports, college football season is about to kick off, and we would be remiss to not ask you about that. And are we going to see the same old, or any other schools that might get into the national championship game? What should we look for, Gus?
I think you're going to get the same old, okay. To be honest with you. I don't know what Ohio State's going to do, but when you look at Clemson and Alabama, obviously those two teams are spectacular. You look at Georgia, Oklahoma. Those are the teams that you know, would expect at the end to be right there. Ohio State with the new coach, Coach Day, the new quarterback, kid transfer from Georgia. We have to see what they're going to do, but you know the Buckeyes are always loaded. I'm interested in seeing what Michigan is going to do this year. Being from Michigan, hopefully they'll be a little bit better down the stretch than they were last year, especially considering that they're playing Ohio State at home for the final regular season game. So, but I think when it's all said and done, Alabama – well, let me take that back. Clemson, Alabama, we may see that again because those two programs, those two coaches are really just spectacular.
Gus, of course, you are a close and dear friend of mine, and when people find that out, they always ask me questions that I always say back to them, ask him. But the biggest question that I get the most is, how does Gus get so excited and – nails it every single time when there's a big play, and you can make two junior high teams sound like the Super Bowl in terms of the excitement level you bring. And I know it comes from years of hard work and things of that nature, but just tell the people, how do you prepare for those moments, if there's any preparation, or do you just go with your gut?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I'm from the west side of Detroit. My father was a janitor and a security guard, and he worked really hard to be able to send me to private school so I can get an education and have a better life. This is not a real job to me. This is a privilege. It's an honor. It's a blessing. And the reason that I think I can stay in the moment is because I'm actually – watching the game. I'm interested in what's going on. I love to delight in the excellence of other people, like I'm delighting in the excellence of you today, Telly.
You know,
my main man Rob threw you a dime, and from what I'm hearing, you're dunking it.
Oh, he's doing great. Well, yeah, you know, he's got the pipes. I mean, talking.
Oh, he's got that voice.
He's got the voice for radio.
Don't introduce him to your girlfriend.
All right.
They're
saying. Maybe walking out the room with somebody else.
There you go.
But anyway, Telly, I mean, I just think, man, I mean, you know, people work hard in this world, in our country. We love sports, and when people have an opportunity to watch their favorite teams or watch games just in general, they're doing it for enjoyment and for leisure, and I think it's important for me to bring a certain kind of charisma and enthusiasm and charm and finesse to every time I open up a microphone and I talk to people. And I just want to be the kind of person that, as I mentioned, can delight in the excellence of others, and I really get excited about delighting in the excellence of other people. And I think that's why I've had an opportunity to be so present in in key moments in my career.
And you produce some timeless calls.
No
and
doubt.
I mean, there are people that, you know, once again, when they find out that you and I are good friends, they will recall things that you said, and they will say, I was at this bar at this time.
They remember exactly.
Yeah, they remember exactly where they are. So you've been able to capture moments and make them timeless.
You know, it's funny you say that stuff because I don't feel that. Because I, you know, I'm calling the game, and I don't get an opportunity to sit next to those people when those great moments happen. But I will say that it's just such a blessing to be able to be in this business and to be able to see some of the things that I've seen in this life of mine. At 52 on Saturday.
Oh man, happy birthday.
Yeah, man. You know, and you know what they say about a black man to make it to 52, Rob. You know what they say, right?
What they say?
He doing good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, as a 55-year-old black man, you know I'm doing good too. I'm hanging.
Right, you doing good, man. You know? I ain't got no trouble. Man, I'm happy. And I get to go to the game and watch the guys and the girls play ball.
No doubt about it. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I guess the voice of college football, Fox Sports, Gus Johnson, and a good friend of both of ours here on the program. When does the first game of the season start, Gus? What's your first matchup?
August 31st, Ohio State hosting Florida Atlantic in Columbus. That should be a good one. I mean, on paper you say, well, Florida Atlantic doesn't stand a chance, and that may be true, but there's so many new scenarios with the Buckeyes this year, considering that Urban Meyer is now working at Fox with us, and Coach Day is the new head coach. Dwayne Haskins throwing touchdowns for the Redskins last night against Cincinnati is in the NFL now. New quarterback, new system, some new coaches, new enthusiasm. So it's going to be – Joel Klatt and I are going to have a great time trying to dissect the Buckeyes week one and kind of forecast what they have in front of them, what the conference has in front of them, and what the nation has in front of it as this college football season gets popping. And then week two is a great game. Army with that triple option at Michigan. So I can't wait to watch that. It'll
that'll
be 100,000 people.
That'll be Jim Harbaugh's first loss of the season. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. Come on. Yay. Hey, listen. Hey, Rob. You don't live in Detroit anymore. You need to stay off Michigan and Detroit coaches. I'm not going to say nothing. But, folks, your man Rob Parker was hard on my Lions.
You know it.
Ago when we were 0-16, but, you know, I guess that was deserving.
It was. I was just calling it the way I saw it, Gus. But
I know how it is.
But, hey, we appreciate you checking in, man. We'll be looking and watching college football on Fox. You, Joel Klatt. And we can't wait. So thanks for checking in with us, and continued success. You're the best.
Hey, man, I'm out here, Rob. Let's get together, man. You play golf, Rob?
Nah, not anymore. I just didn't have the time, so I kind of sold my clubs. But okay. I'm always up for a good meal, a big steak.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it, man. Can't wait to see you, man.
All right,
take care of my
great main
man now. Take care of my man, Telly.
Come on, man. You know me, Gus, right? All right, appreciate there he is. Yep, thanks so much. That was nice. Gus Johnson from Fox.